A ban on bump stocks has passed out of a Washington State Senate committee, but it faces an uncertain future. Bump stocks are devices that allow a semi-automatic gun to fire more like an automatic weapon, Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It was last October's mass shooting in Las Vegas that made bump stocks a household term. The shooter outfitted at least two of his guns with the devices before killing 58 people and injuring hundreds more. Now, Washington lawmakers are considering a ban on bump stocks. Anne Marie Parsons testified this week in favor of that legislation.
On October 1st of this year, my daughter, Carrie Parsons, was murdered in Las Vegas in the mass shooting. Saying that it's very hard for me.
Parsons told the Senate Law and Justice Committee that her daughter was killed by an AR-15 rifle that had been outfitted with a bump stock. The bump stock ban has now passed out of that committee, but Democratic leaders make no promises about its future. Senate Majority Leader Sharon Nelson says passing gun-related legislation is always difficult.
I would love to see that bill signed into law. You will have to caucus on it.
Speaker of the House Frank Chopp says there would need to be bipartisan support to outlaw bump stocks.
The bump stock bill potentially could be that. We're going to be having hearings on a number of bills and see where the votes are.
Democrats have slim majorities in both the Washington House and Senate. Already, some more conservative Democrats have signaled they won't support a ban. That means Democrats would need some Republican votes. But Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler says he's not sure they'll get those votes after rejecting a Republican amendment to the bill that was introduced in committee.
Get it out of the committee, no amendments. That doesn't do much to garner Republican support.
The Republican amendment would have required background checks for bump stocks, but not banned the devices. Other gun control bills under consideration this year in the Washington legislature include a limit on magazine capacity and enhanced background checks for purchases of military-style rifles, also known as assault weapons. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.